Today's GeoQuiz is about wine from Chile. The South American nation has many wine-growing regions. Most of them are in the middle and the southern parts of the country. Today, though, we're looking for a region in Chile's north. It's in a valley that runs from the foothills of the Andes west to the Pacific Ocean. One variety of Syrah wine from this region is sold under the name Palin, but it's spelled Palin, P-A-L-I-N, just as Governor Sarah Palin's last name is spelled as well. And that has affected sales here in the U.S. Question for you, though, is where in Chile does this wine come from? The answer's coming up a little bit later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A wine named Syrah Palin featured in our GeoQuiz today. Now, the name is spelled just as Governor Sarah Palin's last name is, P-A-L-I-N, but it's from Chile, so Palin is pronounced Palin. Sergio Reyes is the managing director of Geo Wines, which produces the Palin brand wines. Mr. Reyes, where is the Palin Syrah wine made?
Limarí Valley,
in northern Chile.
And 400 kilometers north of Santiago.
And Santiago, which is where you are right now. Now, Limarí Valley is the answer to our GeoQuiz, L-I-M-A-R-I. Now, I gather that even though the American political system does reach far and wide, there's no chance, is there, that you named this Syrah Palin wine after the governor of Alaska?
No, we named it this way time before.
Like how long ago?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, the timing is still pretty amazing. Now, where did you get the name?
All the names of our wines are related to some specific words that have a very specific meaning from the Mapuches.
And the Mapuches are who?
The Mapuches are the natives that used to live in Chile before the Spaniards came in here.
Okay. So again, what does the name have to do with the Mapuches?
Well, the name Palin is the name that they gave to a game that they played. It was a kind of hockey game that they used to play after the ceremonies or rituals. And also they played this game to finish or solve some disputes that they have between the different tribes.
How does it taste?
Oh, wonderful. You know, lots of red fruit, soft, round tannins, very good character, very silky in the palate. It's kind of stunning wine.
How are sales, by the way?
Well, the exposure of this brand has been, you know, 1,000 times more than what it was before. So definitely sales are going up. We cannot say that, you know, maybe, you know, the most fanatical Republicans have bought more wine and the most fanatical Democrats have bought less wine.
Are you serious? The most fanatical Republicans, you said, have bought more wine and the most fanatical...
I don't know. You know, those are just suppositions that you could say. If someone is so fanatic that gets the name in his mind and says, you know, because this is called paling, I would not drink it. But wine, you know, even a red wine has no connotation with any kind of political party. And a bottle of wine can get together people from different political parties to sit, have a lunch, and enjoy a glass of wine. And perhaps Palin will be the red wine for the White House. You know, we don't know. Could be.
You just set one foot in it where you said you weren't going to go. But it's very nice to talk to you, and we wish you well. Sergio Reyes, the managing director of Geo Wines, the makers of Palin Syrah wine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Bye-bye. Take care.